September 15th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady comes shedding many tears. Her heart has many swords in it. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Children, today I come to you bearing witness to the great sorrows I bore while on earth. In heaven, my sorrows continue as I gaze upon the disregard people have for my Jesus and the sacrifice of his passion and death. The conscious mindset these days is to be as happy as possible in the world, without concern for personal holiness or choosing heaven. I weep in every present moment for a correction of the conscience of the world. Your prayers are my solace. Please pray daily for a reconciliation of all mankind and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let all nations repent before a merciful God who desires union with the free will of man. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent, and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.